So what's this? We got this trucker guy, this ice road trucker guy in Hawking the Book.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name again? Yeah, I know. It's not Dang Bob on. Smith.
No, it's not Alex Bob. And about 19 consonants.
Yeah, them so. Too. Because
Debogorsky.
That's the one. So I believe he said, I like the idea, I got this nonprofit organization that's a bunch of kids and grandkids. That's kind of fun. But he said he makes gravel.
Oh,
I don't know how you do that.
No,
I mean,
I thought God did that.
Yeah. You get big rocks, you break them into little rocks, and you run water over them for a few hundred years, and you got gravel, right?
I thought so.
Yeah. Nonetheless, that and, I don't know, have you guys watched that show much?
No, I haven't.
No.
I mean, it's visually an intriguing show, I guess. But, you know, at some point they have a deal where the truck actually, you know, they have a camera under the ice. I mean, is that safe or wise? You know, because that way they can show the tire going over the ice and the water squishing and all that kind of thing. And again, I don't know that I've ever watched an aggregate total of 30 minutes of it, but... You know, it's popular stuff. There are people out there doing that, and I'm just wondering why is he the first ice road trucker to go out and hawk a book? And obviously, it hasn't captured the imagination of you two. Well, like as if I said deadliest. You know, what is it called? Deadliest catch? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Now,
now
Sig has written a book, and I've read it. So
okay, so.
Yeah, but you know, I've never watched the show, so yeah. I can make up some stuff here.
No, it's just, you know, uphill, downhill, over water, over ice. Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
Skidding.
That's it.
Skidding left, skidding right.
Vancouver, British Columbia, here's a man who tried to rob a donut shop. Okay.
Really?
Again.
Really.
Why donut shop? Anyway, tried to rob a donut shop.
Give me all your ice cake.
But he was so drunk.
How drunk was he?
Thank you. That he pulled out a great big butcher knife that he was going to use, passed out, fell on it, and stabbed himself.
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be karma. Hello?
Yeah, putting the camera under the ice is a lot safer than putting one near one of the Pliny boys.
Yeah. Apparently so. I was reading about that in the
Classy guys.
Omaha paper. Yeah. Yeah, again, probably not the best way to represent your university.
No, that's true.
Some people are embarrassed over that.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of that, Dr. Tom, I believe, is first year as a head coach. Pliny's first year as a head coach. Dr. Tom, I believe, had a see me T.O. Note in Pliny's mailbox.
Did he?
And visited about his deportment on the sideline. So I'm wondering if he got another one this morning.
Well, I saw Dr. Tom after the game, and he was quiet, but, you know, any number of reasons to be quiet.
Right.
French farmer has been given a one-month suspended jail sentence and fined 500 euros for feeding his ducks marijuana to get rid of worms. BBC said they arrested Michael Rouillet.
That's how I'd do it.
They discovered 12 cannabis plants and about 11 pounds of the drug during a visit. So apparently Michael told him, hey, I feed it to my ducks to get rid of worms. He said it's better than the worm substitute stuff I've been using.
Boy.
Okay, Michael.
My duck has worms.
There you are. Mm. All right, our bodies full
and I don't feel so good myself.
Our bodies are full of secret remedies to temporarily relieve discomfort.
Oh, good. How about a cough and a cold?
Well, I don't know.
You got anything for that?
No, I got cough, but that's...
Would you like me to cough again? No, I'll miss this button for you one more time.
You did a nice job, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you're getting a shot, if you'll cough at the moment of injection, maybe the needle will break off in your arm. It'll feel twice as good. No, it says that will reduce the pain. If your heart is racing... Uh-huh. Blow on your thumb. The vagus nerve that governs the heart rate can be controlled through breathing.
You know, Scott,
if
when you're getting a shot, if you slam your thumb with a hammer at the same time, that'll really reduce the pain of the shot.
Probably would.
It really will.
I'm just trying to give you some things that might be a little bit different.
Anyway,
if you've got a toothache, rub the V area between your thumb and forefinger with an ice cube. It blocks the brain's pain signals for face.
Golly, now you tell me that. Yeah. All the toothaches I had as a kid.
Well, I mean, I think you can massage that area right there. That apparently is for the reflexology folks. They'd probably be able to tell you there's some things there. And if you have a scratchy throat, here you go.
Yeah, okay. Tell me.
Scratch your ear.
Here we go. Here we go.
With your throat.
Stimulating the nerves in your ear can create a spasm reflex in the throat to relieve the tickle.
Everybody got a picture out there?
Yeah, got that.
I'm sitting here scratching my ear.
But I mean,
how's your throat feel?
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't coughed yet.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah. I mean, the ear, where in the ear? There could be a lot of places in the ear.
Well, I'm just scratching the back.
Yeah, okay.
The back
yeah.
of the ear.
Up, wait.
Uh-oh.
Am I scratching the wrong part?
Breaking news.
Fine.
Okay. Fox is moving American Idol from Wednesdays to Thursday, moves to Wednesday and Thursday night this fall. Oh, what, duh?
Really?
That's a big move since it could be considered as a reaction to CBS dropping Survivor in favor of a Thursday night comedy block anchored by The Big Bang Theory. Also lets Fox keep its powerhouse series Glee in place on Tuesday nights.
Well, NBC on Thursday nights is going to be all comedy.
Oh, are they?
Also, yeah, well, there's a new 30-minute one I don't remember the name of to go along with the Parks and Recreation and the 30 Rock and The Office and all of that. Yeah. So,
got that happening.
Yeah.
It was a 30 Rock reference I sent you, I believe, Chase.
Oh, really?
Just to do a little internal
stuff. I'll have to go back and look.
I don't remember exactly what it was. Authorities near a nuclear facility in Washington State on the hunt for a radioactive mouse. The mouse that glowed. The Tri-City Herald confirms a contaminated mouse droppings were found at the Hanford Nuclear Power Plant. We've got Homer Simpson on it. So far, workers at the facility have been unable to catch the rodent, even after setting about 60 mouse traps.
Good grief.
Goodness
I mean,
gracious.
I guess it's big. If you'll just put peanut butter on it and set it next to the wall.
Boogeyman!
It's not that tough.
It's really overreaction, I think.
2 weeks ago. Yeah, I think so. Two weeks ago, a radioactive rabbit was found roaming the ground. Somebody's got night vision glasses and they didn't need it because the bunny's out there glowing. The Washington State Department of Health said they don't think the public has anything to worry about.
They don't think.
No,
you love it when a public health official says, we don't think you've got anything to worry about. We wouldn't recommend, stewing it or anything like that. But
I mean, what's going on that something that I believe is probably outside the confines of the reactor, the bunny, I don't think the bunny's been in the reactor, has it? How is it that is a radioactive bunny now?
I, for one, welcome our new bunny overlords.
Bunny needs a badge like everybody else, right, so that we know when he can't go near the reactor anymore.
Bunny needs a badge.
Reactors at Hanover.
You don't need no stinking badge.
Anyway, they've been around for a while. They in fact, manufactured the plutonium that was used in the World War II bombs. But nonetheless, finding radioactive rodents nearby is probably not a good thing. Can you imagine the real estate values there?
Mm.
And close to the nuclear reactor!